I do not fucking know, like, how do I fucking get an intro in? I do not even know, like, if I should even have a fucking intro. Some people say I should get a beat, like, hire a producer to make me some fucking beat so I can put it as an intro, but my fucking cheap ass ain't gonna do it. And one thing, I ain't gonna cuss as much. Lol. Just kidding, I was just playing around cussing a lot in the beginning to trigger some people because some people say I cuss a lot in the episodes I do. But hey, I don't cuss a lot, man. Sometimes I do, and sometimes maybe it may sound rough, but cusses and swears are like emotions. If you're Naga, if fuck. Fucking Naga, man. If you're Indian, you know. Laura. Saying Laura is such a fucking emotion, man. Being a dude. Like, damn, it was like, it's Laura. And you end that sentence with Laura, right? Or if you're angry, you start the sentence with, like, Laura. But, hey, I ain't here to give you some cringe cliche shit about that. But don't mind the cusses. Don't mind the swears or whatever. It is what it is. You come to. You get what you pay for, man. So you click on this shit, you get what you click on this shit for. It is what it is, and I ain't gonna push much. And one thing, I will repeat a lot. I will repeat a lot of shit I say because it will take a lot of time for me to get back into the groove that I was in. Like, I thought it would still be the same coming back to, like, doing episodes, long 30-minute episodes after this long ass break, almost a year, like I said, but it's not like how I expected it to be, and it's not as simple as I thought it would be. And most people would understand that if you do some content creation or if you do some like thing which other people interact with, you would understand that, but if not. Well, it is what it is, and today I will be coming back to the pothead topic. But before that, do you know this is a fucking THC podcast, man? And I'm your freaking host, High Creator. And this would be around episode 19 or 20 of season 2. Not season 2. If you've been long enough, around long enough, you would know, like, I've numbered my episodes from 1 to whatever from day 1. So even though it's season 2, the first episode of season 2 was around, say, episode 11, I guess. I'm not even sure. I don't even give a fuck about those shit anymore, man. I don't even realize, but maybe this 19 or 20 of season 2. And today we're gonna make shit better, like, you know, regarding my audio and all the other shit, it's kind of difficult for me to keep up with the quality which people expect. And with Pothead 1 and Pothead 2, those two were like good episodes for my liking. And not good episodes, man. Fucking, I love those episodes. At least I love my own shit. But regarding those two, like, episodes, it was. The quality was kind of like so sketchy for me too. So maybe this episode will be like a retake on that. You will hear some old shit you heard in Pothead 1 and Pothead 2. But maybe you can learn something more. And like, know what's popping in the current situation. Being a pothead, it's like not easy. And one thing I would like to say before I get into this shit deeper, I do not promote or encourage the use of any illegal substances, any illegal drugs, narcotics, whatever, and whatever it may be, from ranging from child porn to high class A drugs, whatever it may be. I do not encourage you to use. Everything you listen on this podcast is just from experience and opinions, because everybody is entitled to an opinion, And just because I say something, I don't mean I'm right. That's just my thought on a particular topic, but you get what I mean, right? So please take this shit with a fucking open mind and a big sense of humor, because I have a dark, big sense of humor, and I'll laugh at anything. I'll even fucking laugh at your funeral. And so you signed up for the ride. You know what's installed. Let's get it. But coming back to the topic of pot being like a pothead and shit, it's hard. It's really, really fucking hard. And before, wait, I'm sorry, I'm going out of track again and again, but before we get into this kind of shit deeper, I would appreciate if you listen to Pothead 1 and Pothead 2. This episode will be probably labeled Pothead 3, but let's see. Listen to those episodes and come back. If you come back, you'll understand and you'll get what I'm talking about, but it's not easy, like, in a society where weed, cannabis is considered as something, like, something which changes your personality. Not just your personality, but it changes your way of life. It kills you, it makes you go mad, go crazy, stuff like that. It's very difficult, and likely, give it a few more years, man. I predict by 2025, 2026, cannabis is gonna be legal in India. Right now, cannabis is semi-legal, let's say semi-legal with medical, in the medical field, as well as the CBD and non-psychoactive field too, right? We'll get into that, those topics deeper, but like coming back, the main shit is like the stigma and stereotype which we face, which, let's say 50% of the active stoners, the daily stoners face, like, there are casuals who do it for fun, and there are like hardcore addicts, connoisseurs, cannabis enthusiasts, or whatever you want to call them, man. But people, other stoners will say dope is not, weed is not addictive, but look at me, I am a pure clear-cut sign of cannabis addiction or dependency. It is what it is, accept it, like it or not. And I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate from the community because this, a lot of hate from my company owners and shit, but that's the fucking reality. When you like smoke about 3 to 4 grams of weed every fucking day for 11 to 12 years, you cannot fucking get off that shit like it was nothing. You can't sleep, first of all. You would have trouble, you would have mood swings. All the regular side effects that come with cannabis dependency. That's the fucking shit, man. And most stoners, most cannabis users will not accept that, will not agree with that. They'll say they'll be fine in a day or so, but fuck you, man. Fucking hell. Y'all know it's true. Being a productive stoner is not easy, and most people cannot balance that. And since most people cannot balance that, and most people haven't balanced that in our society, in our Naga society, in Nagaland, this is the stigma and stereotype that continues. And sure, it's fine. It is fine. Whatever it may be. Good or bad. Even fucking booze is illegal, but I get booze right outside my place, and everybody in the colony and everybody in and around, even from cops to like the personal assistants of ministers, they just buy it openly right outside my place, man. And I ain't even pointing fingers. I'm not saying it's bad, but hey, why are you like creating a stigma or a stereotype around something which is just present in this world or universe, right? Whether it be cannabis, alcohol, or something which does not harm as much. I'm not saying alcohol and cannabis does not harm, but whatever it may be, too much of a good thing is a bad thing, right? Too much sugar will cause you diabetes, and I've been like giving the same old explanations and same old examples from back in the day, but it is what it is. That is reality, and reality ain't gonna change. So why should I fucking change my examples, right? But coming back, like, cannabis is not something which everybody should do. Honestly, it makes you comfortable when you are supposed to be sad, and that's a bad thing. It's a good thing in a way and a bad thing in a way. It may be when you're in extreme sadness, depression, or whatever, it may help you to get out from that mental state. But when you're in a normal, used to being sad, like you lost, you go play a game of football and you lose it, and you're sad, you smoke a joint to be happy. That's the fucking problem, right? You gotta learn how to be sad, you gotta learn how to fucking cope with reality. And if you don't, you end up becoming dependent, addicted, and trying to like solve every fucking problem with weed and cannabis. That's the freaking problem with society and most stoners. And I do not know how the society, the community is supposed to work for the cannabis community, but the cannabis community needs to do a lot regarding that. And I'm very serious. Y'all know me, I've been working since 2016 with a lot of like stoner brands, from smoke shops to like medical grade to industrial grade cannabis, and even biodegradable hemp and plastic, whatever. And I've been working with every single one of them for a long fucking time. And I don't even mean to brag, I don't even mean to like showcase, but if you don't believe me, they fucking, all of them still fucking follow me on my fucking social media, right? And even if the companies don't follow me, the owners follow me. So if you don't believe it, just go fucking check my followers. I don't mean to brag, but it is reality. I've been in the game long enough. I know what I'm talking about. I know the scene. I've been a part of this community, and I'll fucking always meet a community man. That's why I keep on calling out those fucking head shops. I ain't gonna fucking mention any of the head shops here on the podcast because there's a lot of competition. Rolling papers, the wholesale rate of rolling papers, bongs, grinders, stoner accessories, whatever. It's so fucking accessible and so fucking cheap. You can go to Delhi and get any fucking shit you like, man, for a fucking cheap price. That's why the competition level is so high, like the retail level is so high, you can't like keep up to date with them or even badmouth them because some of them are so fucking big. Y'all don't know, man, but two of the biggest brands in the country, they still follow me. You can go check my following, they still fucking follow me, man. They have around like 100k followers right now, but they like sell worth of the 10 to 20 lakhs of products a month. But still, how do they sell it? It's like they manipulate the community and they use like newcomers or newbies into like buying their shit, be joining their shit, doing things they want to do, like promoting their shit. So it's not what I'm down for, man. Not everybody should not smoke weed. Weed is not for everybody, and I know a lot of people will disagree with me on that, but in the community, but that's a sad reality, man. Not everybody should smoke weed, and not everybody should get dependent on weed too. So like these like brands and companies, like they used to do fucking giveaways. They still do giveaways. They always do giveaways. That's the main way of attracting people into your brand, right? If you're an IG store or stuff like that. But they fucking do giveaways. They like give free shit to content creators or influencers. And I know like a lot of people are in the cannabis content creator and influencing business. They know me a lot. Like, some are, let me just, I don't mean to like call anybody out, I don't mean to mention anybody, I'm just gonna say shit in general. Some are like in the media industry, like me, from photographers, cinematographers, script writers, to movie makers and whatever, and you name it. And some are just like the day-to-day lives, those everyday housewives, from makeup specialists, or what, makeup influencers, to those fitness influencers or whatever. There are so many variants of influencers and content creators in the cannabis community too. And for people like me, we're on the recreational end, to be honest. And I should not be promoting recreational cannabis use, because like, it's wrong. Very much it's wrong, and it's not for everybody. But hopefully we'll get this through. And even though shit may be sketchy right now, cannabis is already half legal. If you don't know, it's already half legal. Like, you can get THC active tinctures, from tinctures to oils, and even fucking edibles, man. You can get THC fucking edibles just to get high. But you need prescriptions, you need doctor recommendations, shit like that. There's a long process, and it's quite expensive. And hey, right now, the cannabis game has moved to CBD, and lots of companies are moving into CBD, from CBD medication, fitness, therapy, health and wellness, whatever you name it, and they're going into CBD. You can get CBD hair oil, CBD food, CBD... what do we call it, CBD like ointments, lots and lots. There are so many variants of CBD products out there, and lots of CBD manufacturing companies in India right now, and that's a loophole, man. Legal companies are doing that, and sure, I appreciate it a lot. I love that shit a lot, and a lot of owners, company owners, and even the company social media, the people who run the social media pages must be listening to this shit right now. But the shit y'all do, like, it's quite like more of, how can I put it? Let me just say it straight. It's more on the exploiting, and you exploit people for real. The cost of products and the need of the people is like, oh, way different, man. For somebody, say, hooked on sleeping pills, who needs a tablet to sleep, you would recommend a CBD capsule or CBD drops. And those fucking shit, like, cost $1,200 to $3,000 for a week's dosage, a week or 2 weeks dosage. And compared to the money, if you compare to some synthetic opioid, it'll be like 2 months dosage. So would you rather buy fucking 2 months worth of opioids or 1 month's worth, 2 weeks worth of CBD, right? And sure, we know it, we get it, it's expensive, it's hard, we get it, like, you've spent a lot of money on R&D, you've spent a lot of money on branding, marketing, whatever. But the sad reality is, how can you expect people to come into the community when you overcharge people for joining the community? I've been working with a lot of CBD brands. I'm working with a particular one right now. We're working something big. And this one will come in a big announcement, because it's with the fitness industry right here in Kohima and Dimapur. We're trying to make something out big. But sooner or later you'll hear about it, so let's just keep it right there. But coming back, the legal thing, legally, I'm a heavy smoker, and to be honest, smoking 24/7, 365 days a year, taking breaks, like maximum is like a month. I can stop pot for a month, but after that I get hooked on it, because I still want that hit, I still want that high. For whatever my reasons may be, personal or even whatever, just to get a kick or whatever, it's still a problem. So like, when we get high, people think it's so what do we say, so freaking easy, like, for us to get high and just be normal. But that's not the reality. When we keep smoking, it hurts our lungs, it hurts our throats. It's such a fucked up shit for our body too. Like, we put ourselves through so much strain just to get that satisfaction. But coming back, I tried to stop smoking with like CBD gummies and CBD droplets. And as far as I know, like, I've been trying different kind of shit, from ointments to edibles. I mean, if it's only CBD, you do not feel, for people like us with a high cannabis tolerance to like CBD and THC because of our smoking, we don't feel shit. I can eat fucking 10, 1000 mg, 500 to 1000 mg gummies of CBDs and feel nothing. For real. If you all want a bed, come true, man. Fucking pay for that. That's fucking expensive. Six to 10K, I guess. But if you pay for that, I'll fucking prove it to you, man. I'll eat them right in front of you, and I'll stay and I'll do shit you say for 10 hours, and I'll promise you, I'll still be fresh as fuck. That's the level of tolerance we have, man. So, like, THC, CBD, it's not so, what do we say, it's not so applicable for active users, I may say, to let go of cannabis use. And tinctures, I know they're like THC tinctures and shit, but the process of getting a prescription from your online doctor, sure, the companies do a lot, like they provide online doctors, they send your prescription through mail, whatever it may be. But the fucking hassle is, who the fuck is gonna check my BP? Where the fuck am I gonna check my oxygen levels? Where the fuck am I gonna check my blood sugar? All that process is such a long hassle. For real, that's such a big hassle. So most probably you could take some local prescriptions, so they accept local prescriptions. But how can we tell our doctors, local doctors, to like prescribe us weed which is available from a company in Himachal, Delhi or Bangalore? Are y'all fucking crazy, right? If you're in a metropolitan city, if you're there, then that's fine. But if you're somewhere else, but how can you imagine, like, to ask your local fucking doctor to prescribe you ganja, cannabis, in a medical form or whatever, tincture, gummies, capsule, whatever. How can you even go and expect to tell your doctor when it's illegal in the first place? That's the main problem. So, like, if y'all could help, I know a lot of owners will be listening to this, but if y'all could work on that problem, that will be very helpful. Because most cannabis users need a break from smoking. Smoking really hurts you, man. Fucking hell. Smoking will drain the shit out of your lungs, your throat, your eyes. You name it, man. And you fucking stink too, man. You fucking stink like smoke 24/7 if you smoke weed or cigarettes or whatever. So it's a big problem, but try to figure it out. I'm just suggesting a problem. I don't mean to drag shit long. I don't mean to like call you out on shit like that. But it is what it is on cannabis. That's the fucking reality. But hopefully shit will get legal. I don't know about Nagaland, but shit will get legal in India by, let's say, 2025 to 2030. Let me just push my predictions to 2030, because we do not know, because there is a lot of politics which plays in the country, and I do not want to be someone who talks about it or dictates about it. Sure, I have my opinions about the politics which happened, but I don't give a shit, right? Whatever it may be, I will have my opinion about it, I'll have my thought about it. And just because I have my thought or opinion about it doesn't mean I'm wrong, or doesn't mean I'm trying to pull it down, right? So it is what it is, it is what it is. Hopefully shit will get legal, shit will be fine, and hopefully everybody will be get, will, not, what the fuck, man, why the fuck am I, I'm fucking stuttering, man. like I said, it's been long. It's been long. I need to get myself back into the groove. And I hope, like, everybody gets the help they need and everything gets legal and everything works out for everybody, because, hey, cannabis can change lives like it changed mine. We'll get into this deeper. We'll let everybody know about this. And, hey, one thing, we are dropping rolling papers, bongs, grinders, and other paraphernalia and other smoking shit for y'all on the THCX Little Solutions page. Do check it out. It'll be for 420 and 710. Just imagine 420 and 710, the magic numbers. For 420, you'll be getting a box of papers, roaches, stickers, badges, and other goodies. And for 710, you'll be getting the same thing you'll get on the 420 pack, but you'll get an additional glass piece like a bong, a smoking pipe, a one-hitter, a chillum. It'll depend. We will give you gifts on every purchase. Do check them out. And there's a special 1,000 rupees package that will be created. It'll be premium, exclusive, raw smoking papers, raw merch, stickers, everything. Glass will be top tier borosilicate, high quality, thick ass glass, man. Thicker than your bitch's ass. So fucking hell, man. Buy some if you see them. I do not know when this EP will be out. I do not know when the merch will be out, but when you do, when you see it out, fucking hell, buy some shit. Support a brother. I ain't your brother, but hey, consider a brother, eh? Support your brother. General terms. No, well, the usual shit. Making my intro outro awkward as fuck. My intros and outros are fucking awkward as hell, but hey, working on it, man, working on it. But it is what it is. This has been the fucking THC podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And on one thing, well, before I forget, fuck Spotify too, man. They said I could put up a poll. I freaking hit it. I even edited, I even typed in all the shit for the poll, and you know what they did? They said the poll is still pending. And if you know in the last episode, I told you to hit on the poll if the audio is better or not. But I'll be putting this poll on my IG again a day or two after this episode is out. So if my audio is better, please hit yes or no. Yeah, whatever, man, be blunt with me, let me know. But, oh well, it is what it is. Before I keep repeating myself, this has been the fucking THC podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.